He was a ramrod. He was, you know, all energetic, and you know, he was a grabber. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never saw him see my father that he didn't, you know, he didn't give him the big choke arm and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a friendship that started very early and never ended. I mean, mm-hmm. and wow. Now there's always a backside to these relationships, because when the Terminal Tower seceded and stopped the work, my dad was in the midst of the Depression and everything was going wrong, and he lost everything during the Depression. One year, I think it was 1932, he made $327 with the construction. So he went on from there and went on from losing everything and put himself back together. He didn't lose the farm yet, but he didn't lose the house and the properties down on 112th Street, but you know, he was in serious trouble.
Yeah.
The minute Stinchcomb got a WPA job, which was really where the park expanded and got a lot of work done, it was done under WPA. And guess who got a WPA contract on that? My dad got a contract on that. That saved my dad during the Stinchcomb giving him work down here in the park.